Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, so that a promise being left us of entering into his rest, none of you will seem to come short of it. For the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we that have believed enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my anger, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spoke in a certain place about the seventh day like this, and God rested the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Therefore, seeing it remains that some must enter into it, and those to whom it was first preached didn't enter in because of unbelief, again he limits it a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it is said, today, if you'll hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then he wouldn't afterward have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest has also stopped from his own works like God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, so that no man will fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the separating of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Nor is there any creature that is not clearly visible in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold tightly our profession. For we don't have a high priest who can't be touched by the feeling of our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, so we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.